Let's do this. Get set. Headed for the open
door. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And for a little run, I did. Chris Uzinski here. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. If you're not familiar with Running Flat Radio, we're a show kind of all about endurance sports, mostly running, sometimes triathlon and cycling. But, you know, we as a company produce some running events here in Southern Ontario and in Michigan, and this show really kind of takes you through some of the amazing stories of what happens in our sport. You know, I got to tell you, you could be any age to start running and getting into these events. And it doesn't matter what your physical type is. It doesn't matter. You just have to start. A great example of that was this last weekend. We were timing the moon in June, and there was a 79-year-old gentleman who absolutely ran a lot faster than I would ever have run a 10K, who was at the race, and my hat's off to him. Plus, it was also like 94 degrees, one of the hottest days of the year. So anyway, last week we were off from the show. We were kind of recovering from the Pelee Island Winery half marathon. And at the same time, we were opening up this race that I've been telling you about for months. That race is the Hockey Town 5K run. Yeah, it's the race that ends on the ice of the Joe Louis Arena. It's about three-quarters of the way sold out in 1 week. We opened it up last Tuesday. And so on tonight's show, my good friend that I work with at the Detroit Red Wings is going to join us to talk to us really about the last year of the Joe. Of course, the Hockey Town 5K. And then, of course, right now they're in the middle of this massive funeral for hockey legend Gordie Howe. And then halfway through the show, Emlyn Thomas from Lapeer, Michigan is going to join us to kind of talk about her experience with the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon from a couple weekends ago. And we also have Don't Forget Song of the Week, you know, something new and upbeat worthy that's going to kind of get you going and, you know, down the road. And, of course, Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine, the editor-in-chief, joins us every week with some insight like he always does. So if you're interested in this show or any of the past 3 years of episodes from Running Flat Radio, go to runningflat.com. And hit the radio tab, or go to just iTunes and download the podcast as you see fit. Some really interesting shows there. Dave McGillivray from Boston, Meb just before he won Boston a couple of years ago. That's always an insightful interview, and lots more, lots more. Just go there and take a look around, and maybe something will tweak your interests. So let's talk about some of the Running Flat events that are kind of on tap over the next couple of weeks to months, kind of in our summer running season. Let's start off with Canada Day, which is selling pretty fast. It's also got a virtual side to the race as well, so people from around the world can register for the race as well if they want to, like, a really cool, you know, Canada Day shirt and Canada Day medal, and they want to go run this in a foreign locale. It's a pretty awesome gift. So what's so unique about Canada Day as a run is really its medal. It's an open source medal, you know, where the runners actually get to vote on who goes on it. So we've already named who the winner is, and it's Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky is the great Canadian this year. He's on the medal. And it's, thank you very much for that, Tony. Really appreciate that. So Wayne Gretzky is going to be on the medal this year, and he's going to be part of the keepsake because, you know, the first year we had Sir John A. Macdonald as our founding prime minister. Terry Fox was the second year, and then Colonel Chris Hadfield was last year. So Wayne is up there with some great Canadians. And so the charity that's involved with Canada Day is the Canadian Cancer Society. So it's our first time working with them, so welcome them aboard with us. And of course, the Libro Credit Union Kids Run is sold out. It's been sold out for months. People keep emailing and asking questions. Sorry, guys, it's all sold out. And thanks to our friends at Libro Credit Union for sponsoring the kids event and making it happen. I think that's the single largest kids race in the region. It's huge because it's not just the kids; it's the multiple of parents that are at the finish line that make it so big. Welcome to Sunset Produce as our new sponsor of events for this year and next year as well. And Afria, the producer of medical cannabis. And building upon our strengths, the Windsor Essex Hospital System is in our reach. We also have TD Bank of Amherstburg and Dr. Sinisak from Rivertown Dentistry who are manning the water stations. All of those sponsors are for Canada Day. Welcome aboard. It's going to be an awesome event. Did I tell you that we give out butter tarts at the finish line instead of bagels? And then we also have, like, maple leaf cookies and... You know, we actually started the whole premise of that race that we're going to give away people's weight in maple syrup for the winners. And then we actually kind of figured out what the cost of maple syrup is. But then again, the guys who win are so small and skinny anyway, it really wouldn't matter. Anyway, Color Run Nights, July 23rd is our next event after that. And, you know, it's glow-in-the-dark awesomeness. Look, it's glow-in-the-dark iridescent powder. It glows in the dark. Any music festival at the end. It's a huge event. It's on the waterfront in Windsor. Fabulous family event to be at, Color Run Nights. The Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft, August 20th, is open now. Yes, 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 we opened it last weekend. It's an adults-only race, okay, so 19 and over. There is beer involved. That's why it's the Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft. And it's the race when you register that you declare your marital status. So if you're married or in a committed relationship, you get a red bib that says taken. If you're available, for romance, you get a green bib that says available. And then there's the whole subset of society that has a complicated relationship. Well, they get a yellow bib. Yeah, it's pretty cool. A lot of fun. Zombie Chase will be opening soon as well. And I tell you what, we have all these questions about the Hockeytown 5K. We'll get Jim Bewer from the Detroit Red Wings on right after these messages to answer some of them on Running Flat Radio.
Picture the serenity of a road trip without, Mom, I'm bored. And are we there yet? With Cogeco's TiVo DVR, you can download your family's recordings to your mobile device and take them on the go. Until then, breathe in and out.
Get the Cogeco TV and Internet Duo for $59 a month for 3 months and get a TiVo DVR free for 12 months. Certain conditions apply. Visit cogeco.ca.
You could be eligible for a $30 to $50 reduction on your hydro bill each month. The Ontario Energy Board helps households ranging in size from one person earning up to $28,000 to seven or more people with a combined income of $52,000 or less. Visit OntarioElectricitySupport.ca to see if you qualify and to apply. That's OntarioElectricitySupport.ca. For questions, call 1-855-831-8151.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by Devonshire Mall. Looking for a great gift for dad or that special teacher? Devonshire Mall gift cards are the perfect fit every time. Available at guest services at Devonshire Mall.
The latest forecast now from the AM 800 Weather Center. For tonight, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers overnight, the low of 16. Mainly cloudy for tomorrow, 40% chance of showers early in the morning. Risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 22. Showers ending tomorrow evening, then a risk of a thunderstorm with a low of 17. Cloudy for Thursday, 70% chance of showers or thunderstorms, the high near 24.
Welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order?
Yep.
So, what can I get you?
Don't know.
Well, we have lots of choices, like Wendy's 99 cent small frosties all day.
Whoa, how much are they?
99 cents.
And when is this?
All day.
How much?
99 cents.
And when is this?
All day, but it's only for a limited time.
Okay, one small frosty, please. How much are they?
Wendy's.
99 cents.
99 cent small frosties all summer long at participating Wendy's restaurants. Taxes extra.
The news that matters. The opinions that count.
Thanks for taking my call.
The Lynn Martin Show, weekdays 9 to noon on AM 800 CKLW. Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. My next guest is someone I'm honored to work really closely with. He's the director of event marketing and game presentation for the National Hockey League's Detroit Red Wings. Welcome to Running Flat Radio, Jim Bewer.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
You know, only everything, my friend. And I know between you and I, there's been absolute craziness with the opening of the Hockey Town 5K a week ago to what happened on Friday, which was, kind of Jim joins us right now, ladies and gentlemen, from outside the Joe Louis Arena where Gordie Howe's visitation is still going on tonight. And, maybe we can just take a couple minutes to kind of reflect upon Gordie Howe's career and really what his impact has been on really all of us, whether it's hockey fans or Detroiters.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a sad week in Detroit. Detroit sports, the state of Michigan, and really around the world. We've seen people, celebrities, teammates of his, staff members, players, everybody's come out of the woodworks and expressed their deepest sympathies to the Howe family. And so it's definitely been a sad day, but an amazing day to see all the people that came out to the Joe today. From 9 a.m. Even to now, there is just people lined up around the Joe, ready to get in and just kind of pay their respects to such a great man, not only on the ice, but just in the community and an all-around great family guy, too.
Well, what's your favorite Gordie Howe memory?
So I started my career in hockey working for the Saginaw Spirit hockey team up in Saginaw, Michigan, and we had him up as a guest one game, and that was the first time I ever met Gordie, and I was just blown away. You know, I was a little starstruck because, I'm a hockey fan, and you're meeting, one of the best player of all time. I was obviously very nervous, but he is just one of those guys. He reminds me a little bit of Steve Yzerman in the fact that no matter who you are, he will treat you like you are the president or CEO of a company. I mean, you could be the janitor of a company, and he'll treat you just as good as he would a president of the company. So, and he's a great, he's easily one of the best storytellers I've ever met. There was no downtime, no awkward pauses in between any conversation with him. He's always kind of cracking jokes and, tapping people on one shoulder and faking that it's somebody else. And he was just a big goofball. And the first initial impressions of him, just one of the greatest guys I ever met.
I met him in the early 90s at a sports celebrity dinner that was I was co-chairing here in Windsor. And, struck me about him was he was always in it for the gag. I mean, he just loved people and telling the stories, and then in the pictures putting his elbows up to your head. He was just such a wonderful man. And I think when I kind of look back over the last couple of days, he's the same age as my father-in-law, and I kind of growing up with my father-in-law, obviously for the last 20 some odd years, I've always heard the stories of how Lindsay, Abel, Howe, like all those legendary names, and I've always looked at him almost like a grandfather or a father figure, and having that loss is pretty substantial in the hockey community.
Very much so, yeah. I mean, and you said it, he was always looking to just have a good time and make sure that you were enjoying yourself as well. And always cracking jokes and looking, for a good laugh. And the whole season from here on out, obviously it's the last season of Joe going into it, but, we have a lot of extra work now just making sure that we honor his memory as best we can. And, you'll see his statue and images of him that we'll kind of honor throughout the season. And, we'll keep his memory alive all season long without a doubt. And then going into the new arena, obviously, there will be some Gordie Howe photos and statues and memories of him all, inundated throughout the arena.
Oh, looking forward to it. So for the listeners who are joining us, Jimmy, we're from the Detroit Red Wings. He's also a runner. I mean, he's done Disney. I think you're registered for Dopey coming up in January as well. So
I'm a dope. I'm not registered, yeah.
So you completely understand what's happening in the running community, in the half marathon, the marathon, and the 5K. So why don't we talk a little bit about the Hockey Town 5K, which is September 10th. And, yeah. So the course is really iconic because it kind of starts and finishes at the Joe. And really it's all about a farewell to the Joe and really kind of kicks off what you guys are doing at the Joe Louis Arena in its final year. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so going into this season, there's a little added pressure to us because we want to make sure we go out this season with a bang, and that because people that come to the Joe this year, they come for all of the games, if they come for one game, it could very well, any game this season could be someone's last game, and it will be someone's last game at the Joe. So we want to make sure that every single game at the Joe this season is unique and gives you those memories that you can reflect on as you grew up as a kid going to the Joe. So we're going all out. We're pulling out all stops, and the giveaways are going to be better this year. The in-game show, and even all the way to the last game of the season, we're going to be going all out. And so this initial 5K is kind of the launch of that. We wanted to start off with a bang and give fans a unique opportunity to get to cross the finish line at Center Ice, get a unique commemorative Joe Louis Arena medal, T-shirt, that they'll be able to keep with them always and always, you know, kind of reflect back on both their memories of the Joe.
Yeah, I mean, all the swag is Joe-inspired in many ways. And, you know, what really kind of makes it so special is we get to use this iconic waterfront in downtown Detroit, the Riverwalk, Atwater, and then, you know, as you're coming off the course, you actually come up those we're like the opposite side of the Zamboni doors, right by the Olympia Room, those large overhead doors. So you actually run through those overhead doors and past the Olympia Room, and then onto the ice of the Joe Louis Arena. And when you get onto the ice, right underneath the big scoreboard, everyone, is your finish arch, where your pictures get taken by, you know, some professional photographers, and you'll actually be able to kind of go through there, grab your medal, and then go up in the stands. Can we talk to maybe about some of the other things? Obviously, we can't name names of you know, players that might be there, current or past, but let's talk about maybe some of the activities.
So, you know, what we're working on, kind of we want to incorporate the Revens brand throughout the entire run. So from the moment you get there, when you get to the corral to the start line, you know, we're going to have Karen Newman singing the national anthem like she would do at Joe Louis Arena, like she kick off a game. So everybody's going to love seeing Karen, I'm sure.
Everyone's going to love seeing Karen. That's going to be awesome.
Who doesn't love seeing
Karen? That's right.
So some of our hockey players, like Henrik Zetterberg, Nick Cronwall, I think eight Larkin, Advocator, they're playing in the World Cup of Hockey during this time. So they'll be away. But the guys that are still around town, we're going to – I'm not sure, you know, we haven't scheduled exactly which guys, but we will have some current players there. So right at the start line, we'll have a couple current players along with some of our, hosts for the race that will get the race kicked off, and we'll do some Q&As with them. Kind of as you're standing around waiting to start, you know, we'll have some entertainment going on from some of the players. Then as they run down the course, there's going to be, halfway down the course, there will be a water station. So instead of getting water from, just generic volunteers, we're going to have you get water from Red Wings alumni. So Darren McCarty, Larry Murphy, are a couple of the names that you could potentially see in that run.
And that's brought to you by Powerade and Dasani and Myers as well.
Correct, yes. So you'll be getting your Dasani water as you run to the water station. And on your way back, we'll have a couple more players at the finish line. So we'll be cheering you on as you cross that finish line. And then you'll refuel with your Powerade and your Meyer granola bars and whatnot. And then you'll be, placed on your shoulder will be a commemorative Joe Louis Arena. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing piece of art that our creative team put together, the medal. So I'm really excited. I want one. I got to run this thing before I get one.
And so when you get through the arch, you get your medal, you get your you get some refreshments, and then we kind of send you up the stairs to actually go and experience some of the stuff that we're doing with the Red Wings upstairs.
Yeah, so all throughout the, after the race is over, the run walk is over, the party doesn't stop. We're going to go until noon, and we're going to have the Joe pretty much open for everybody. So you'll be able to tour the locker room. You'll be able to get pictures with some of the banners. And I just kind of confirmed today that we will be bringing down the Gordie Howe banner from the rafters. So fans will be able to get their picture with the Gordie Howe banner if they so choose, as well as some of the championship banners that he won. So we're kind of going to, it is one a small way to help commemorate his memory. We're going to kind of put those banners up in the concourse. You can get your picture with those banners as well.
Wow. So just a couple of things that we want to kind of explain here is that people can park virtually anywhere. I mean, look, you guys have tons of parking for the hockey games. I mean, there's Kobo, there's the other parking garages around the complex that they can park at.
Yeah. I mean, we will have the Joe Louis Arena garage open that will be able to house everybody that comes for the race. But, you know, you could, if you want to park somewhere else down in the city and get you, make your way over there, that's fine, too. But there, you know, there's plenty of parking, you know, either at Cobo or at the Joe Louis Arena garage, for sure.
And strollers are not allowed. And I just want to stress that as a race director, that strollers are really problematic in runs and races and big public events like this. And not just on the course, but also once you get into the rink of the Joe Louis Arena. So we ask you that you keep your strollers at home and just carry your babies with you or have them walk along with you.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. Exactly. Or just, you know, toss them to some of the players. I'm sure they'll hold on to the player while you're running and give them back to you.
Exactly.
They can babysit.
Hey, real quick, because we're up against a break, what does the Joe mean to you as a hockey fan?
Oh, gosh, man. It's going to be really sad to see this place go. It's going to be a tough year, especially that last game. It's been my office. It's been my home for 8 years, and then I grew up watching hockey there with my dad, so... just memories from a fan, but also a colleague there. It's going to be a really, really tough year. It's going to be a fun year. We're going to do everything we can to make sure we go out in style. And as we prepare for the Little Caesars Arena.
Jim, thanks for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it. I know how difficult the last weekend's been with you guys. And, of course, from 9 till 9 tonight are visitation hours at the Joe for the Howes and for Gordie Howe. Thanks for joining, man.
No, no problem at all. Thank you for having me. I appreciate this.
No, thank you. All the best. So, guys, if you want to register for this race, register now because it is selling out quickly. You want to go to runningflat.com, and that'll take you over to the Red Wings main page for registration. You are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. We'll be back right after these messages.
Still not sure what to get Dad for Father's Day? Sears has everything he wants, so you'll find a gift he'll love at a price you'll love. Now here's an idea that's just Dad's style. Today only at Sears, you'll save $20 a pair on Dockers signature khakis, now just $29.99. And save big on .00 shorts and sport shirts, now only $24.99. Find these fabulous Father's Day deals in-store and check online for Sears.ca daily deals. Some exclusions apply.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
Essex County Library is getting ready to open 7 of its branches tomorrow after a bed bug problem. All branches were closed after the bugs were discovered at the Leamington branch and suspected at 3 others. Chief Librarian Robin Greenall says 2 other branches will have site inspections tomorrow and a sniffer dog will go through the larger facilities on Thursday. Windsor police are investigating the attempted luring of 2 high school girls. The students called police after being approached by a man as they waited for a bus at Tecumseh Road East in Droulard on Monday morning. The girls told police the man asked what school they attended and offered them a ride. He's described as Hispanic, 45 to 50 years old, 5'7" with a heavy build, short dark hair and a wide nose, along with a thin black mustache. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. The alleged victim in the trial of a Windsor businessman charged with assault and weapons offenses will be back on the witness stand tomorrow. Alan Quinnell is charged with several offenses, including assault and othering threats. Everest Ufita Anima testified Quinnell pointed a gun at him and ordered him to get down after the two had gone to a strip bar where Quinnell pretended to be blind. In her opening statement, Assistant Crown Elizabeth Brown said Quinnell put the loaded gun in Ufita Anima's mouth. Canada's public safety minister says the federal government rejects the idea of allowing hunters to use the same type of military-style rifle involved in a mass shooting in Florida. A conservative MP presented a petition last month on behalf of the Lawful Firearm Owners of Canada calling for the classification of the AR-15 rifle to be changed from a restricted firearm to non-restricted. In sports, the Blue Jays hammer the Phillies 11-3 at Rogers Centre this afternoon. Josh Donaldson had a grand slam and 5 RBIs for the Jays. The Tigers and White Sox are playing the second game in their series in Chicago tonight. Weather-wise, chance of showers overnight, a low of 16, 23 right now. That's 73 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News. It's easy to fall in love.
Father's Day is Sunday, June 19th, and the LCBO invites you to say thanks, Dad, with some refreshing gift ideas. Whether Dad's a sportsman, grill master, or craftsman, you'll find the LCBO has wines, beers, and whiskeys that suit his taste and style. And if you're not sure which is Dad's favorite, you can get him an LCBO gift card and let him choose.
You could be eligible for a $30 to $50 reduction on your hydro bill each month. The amount of the credit depends on how many people live in your home and your combined income. For example, a household with four people earning $39,000 a year could get a $34 credit each month. Visit OntarioElectricitySupport.ca to see if you qualify and to apply. That's OntarioElectricitySupport.ca. For questions, call 1-855-831-8151.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything's possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons to the full 26.2 miles. We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Hey, welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here. So the last segment was Jim Beaver from the Detroit Red Wings. I can't tell you how excited. It's been such a long time I've wanted to share that news with you guys, and we finally have shared it. A couple things I want to point out to you. Go to runningflat.com. You'll see the Hockey Town 5K tile there. Click on that. That'll take you over to the Red Wings page, the registration page. Couple really interesting things. So there's a number of different options that you can do for the race. One is just it's called the grind line, which is just the plain registration. And then there's a production line for $79. Catch this. You get your bib, right, into the race, which includes the medal, the shirt, you know, the course, and everything else that goes on inside the Joe. Plus you get two tickets to a preseason game, which is Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Boston. Pick one of those games, and you'll get two tickets, including that package, with your bib. It's an incredible deal. And you can actually buy extra tickets if you want more family members on your way out in the store as you're checking out. You can also do this virtually. So let's say, you know, like Red Wings fans are fans around the world, and they also want to say bye to the Joe in their own way. They can also register for this virtually, and we'll send them the medal, the shirt, and the bib. And you can also gift it, which is really cool because, you know, let's say you've got maybe graduation gift coming up or, you know, something coming up, maybe a birthday or an anniversary. You can gift it for a loved one. Pretty darn cool. The Hockey Town 5K. I one of my proudest moments was being able to announce that to you guys. Finally. Looking forward to that race. It's really going to be an honor. You know, you are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800. I'm Chris Uzinski. Our next guest is Evelyn Thomas from Lapeer, Michigan. She joins us to talk about the amazing Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon, Canada's most southern half marathon and one of the most exclusive, as it is a half marathon on an island in the middle of Lake Erie that ends inside of a winery. And thanks to our friends and sponsors, the Pelee Island Winery and Sunset Produce. Welcome to the show, Evelyn. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Chris, so much for inviting me to share my experience.
Well, you know what?
Awesome.
It is such a crazy experience. And I just really wanted to kind of get your take on it because you've done a number of half marathons. And I just think that it would really be a good view of how this kind of differs from any of those other experiences that are out there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, my first experience with Pelee was last year.
the monsoon.
It was the monsoon and the hurricane and everything else. But so this year, I just thought last year was awesome, and I thought, well, it can't really get any better than last year, and it did. So just the whole experience and the way you guys organize your race, and you just don't leave anything left by the chance, and the sign up process, the ability to transfer bibs if you wanted to, the medal, the shirt, even the ribbon on your medal matches the medal that matches the shirt that matches the bottle, the label on the wine bottle.
Yeah, we always choose a really kind of specific wine that our friends at the Pelee Island Winery produce. And for a number of years, we actually had on the books Eco, which is a real popular wine brand that they manufacture. And we've just never been able to kind of tweak Eco enough to kind of make it into what it is. And then you know, with Agreement, we got a chance to kind of play with the label and make that amazing shirt up that, you know, we keep hearing rave reviews about. But you know, it's so nice of you to say that, because it's so difficult to produce an event on an island in the middle of a lake, considering all the restraints and constraints that you're working under. Because if you don't have it, you're not going to get it. Which I think is really kind of the rule that we have, is we're bringing everything.
Yes, exactly. And one of my friends that joined me this year, she was asking me about, like, why are we starting at 10 o'clock? It's like, Sally, we're dealing with a ferry that needs, that only comes over. Hello?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I'm getting a call. I'm so sorry. But it's like, you know what? That's just part of the experience. That's what's so exciting for me, is that kind of just the whole atmosphere. And it really starts with the ferry ride for me, because you can pick out the runners.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to meet people that you know you're going to run with, and you see people that you ran with the year before. And even after the experience, you're back on that ferry giggling about things, and you guys, it's just awesome.
How did you start running?
Actually, my husband had a hip replacement, and my job was in a car for the most part, and then if I wasn't sitting in a car driving, I was sitting with a laptop in my lap, and I decided that I wanted to walk with Paul. And then I couldn't keep up with him when he was walking, so I start trotting next to him. And then next thing you know, I started to trot a little faster. And so now I'm going to do my first full marathon at age 60 in October.
Is that Detroit?
Nope, I'm going to do the Marine Corps.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's a great event. It's such a great event. Every year I see the race director for Marine Corps, and I sit down with their medical officials, and I'm just so incredibly, I mean, awe, because they literally coordinate like 200 ambulances and medical staff on that course. It's an amazing military exercise. They do a fantastic job down there.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, you absolutely will. It's a real treat. In regards to this half marathon versus other halves, did you find you had to prepare differently for it?
Well, I did Bayshore the weekend before, which is up in Traverse City, Michigan, and it's also kind of a flat course. And what I really do is look at the way the weather is going to be and prepare for hydration more than terrain. And that's pretty much my preparation. But Pelee Island is a terrific course. I love it that it's got some gravel, it's got some pavement. There's no camber in the road.
It's got everything.
It's perfect. It's just really nice. And you guys do such a great job with your hydration stations, and of course, you know, the porta potties and things like that too.
Yeah, you know, it's always funny when you kind of explain to people that you have to import, you know, 24 porta potties onto an island, along with, you know, trying to populate 10 aid stations, which are all properly operated and maintained by wonderful islanders. They put up such a huge effort in manning their aid stations around the island. And there's also the other impromptu aid stations that also appear around the islands as well, that have nothing.
Oh, yeah. Those are pretty nice too.
And they have nothing to do with hydration, I can assure you of that. You know, between water and Infinite that we serve. But yeah, they do a wonderful job down there. That is for sure. And you brought some friends along who'd never been to the island before.
That's right. They heard my stories of the craziness from last year. And then, of course, I wear my I Survived to Pelee Island 2015 shirt around. And they just had to come. And plus, I have to say that our innkeeper, John, which is totally amazing. So, and he's actually said, if you guys need some help getting this event put on for 2017, he'll get the troops together to make this happen.
Yeah, it is a really, really unique event. And I can't stress that enough to the folks who are listening on podcast or around the world. The issue that this event is, it is on an island in the middle of Lake Erie. And it is an hour and a half boat ride by ferry to get to the island. The islanders have accommodations, but what ends up happening, because this event literally brings 800 people to an island, it's not just your standard bed and breakfasts or, you know, like motel, you know, that are open. Everybody opens up their doors of their cottages and their homes to bring runners in, because that's the only way you can pull an event of this size off. And hats off to them. I mean, they're all really engaged, and they're all extremely excited about the event. And the beauty of it is they get to meet all these new people. And runners are really cool. So hats off to you guys.
Yeah, that's one of the comments that John made about the island, because it's a real natural island. You don't have the you know, the water parks and the putt-putt golf and the golf courses. And
it's very rustic. And
it's very rustic. And John appreciates the fact that the runners attract a younger crowd, although, you know, Sally and Carol and Suzanne and I would not be in the younger crowd necessarily, but that's what he likes about it. He likes the fact that the runners are not of the, you know, in the 60s and 70s so much.
The runners are amazing, and yeah, they represent really well the event. So, well, thanks very much for joining us and kind of sharing your perspective on the event.
Oh, well, thank you. And the winery, you guys, seriously, the winery was awesome. The food, the post-race, that's what I told Sally and all of my friends to train for. I mean, just train for the party afterwards.
The perch? The perch, yeah. And all the wine? Yeah, yeah, it is quite an amazing lunch. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Evelyn.
Thank you very much, Chris. We'll see you in 2017.
You bet. All the best. Thanks.
Bye.
Evelyn Thomas joins us from Lapeer, Michigan. She was one of our runners at the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon. And it's always a unique perspective. And now it's time for Song of the Week. It's a song that's brand new, kind of gets you going. This is the Stone Roses with Beautiful Thing on Running Flat Radio.
Find us at all the best festival and events in Windsor, Essex,
and enter to win a $300 gas card from the Revenberg Automotive family.
It wouldn't be summer without Summerfest and World's Finest Shows Midway, June 17th to July 3rd. There's so much more to see absolutely free. With something for everyone, you'll want to spend every weekend at Windsor's Riverfront. Don't miss the incredible Ford fireworks display on June 27th. Get event times at summerfestwindsor.org.
Check out a complete list of events at am800cklw.com. The Traveling Trailer is brought to you by St. Clair College Alumni, Libro Credit Union, and AM800CKLW.
If you're a graduate of St. Clair College, stay connected with your alumni association that's over 95,000 strong. Go to stclairalumni.com and be a part of upcoming special events, dinners, and giveaways.
Plus, visit Libro.ca to find a location near you. Libro Credit Union. Prosper here.
The latest forecast now from the AMA Headed Weather Center for tonight, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers overnight, the low of 16. Mainly cloudy for tomorrow, 40% chance of showers early in the morning, risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 22. Showers ending tomorrow evening, then a risk of a thunderstorm with a low of 17. Cloudy for Thursday, 70% chance of showers or thunderstorms, the high near 24.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a TV? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Deverman's.
Hi, this is Jeremy Diamond.
Let me ask you a question. If insurance companies have teams of high-priced lawyers and adjusters fighting for them, who's fighting for you? You want a team that will take your worries away so you can concentrate on getting better. Get the team at Diamond & Diamond on your side. Now that we have opened an office in Windsor, we invite you to find out why there's nothing tougher than a diamond. Call 1-800-567-HURT today for your free consultation or visit diamondlaw.ca. And remember, you don't pay unless we win. Diamond and
Diamond. Right now, with Hyundai's Try It or Buy It event, you can try the all-new 2017 Elantra with our short-term 24-month lease for just $59 weekly at just 0.9% with zero down. That's the same kind of low rate and payment you'd get in a longer term. Now on a lease that ends, short.
Check my emails, twiddling thumbs, stuff, killing time.
Hurry in today. This limited time offer ends soon. Dealer may offer for less. Visit HyundaiCanada.com for details. It's a beautiful day, so I stay so high. So, so, so keep vampire. How you look to steal the vibe. All wrapped up in your addiction. So we'll have to say bye-bye. It's a beautiful day, I say.
And the Stone Roses with a beautiful thing. I bet you haven't heard a new Stone Roses song in quite a while, eh? It's kind of funky. You're listening to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Yuzinski, and it's now time for Ben Kaplan from Iron Magazine.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by Iron.
Hey, Ben, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, my friend. I'm doing well.
I'm just listening to some Stone Roses, man.
Yeah, I haven't heard of them in a while. I didn't know they were still making tunes.
They just released it a couple days ago.
Oh, you got your finger on the pulse.
On the pulse. It's not just me. It's my wife, actually. She's the one who does all the work. I just make it look easy. Hey, so, you know, what a week. I mean, I got to tell you, from our perspective, we opened up Hockey Town 5K this last week to a lot of fanfare. And then, of course, Gordy passed away. You know, Gordie Howe passed away on Friday. So it's been really kind of troubling down here. Then, of course, what happened in Orlando just got sent a shockwave through, I think, everybody in North America as well.
Right.
You know, on the weekend. So
right.
It's just been, you know, it's been like, you know, one interesting minute after the other all week long.
Yeah. And the thing, obviously, you know, the gun violence in the States is just, I mean, something obviously has to give. And he... what caught my attention, in addition to everything else, is them talking about the Boston Marathon bombers, and he—I think one of his last words was to sing their praises. So obviously, I was talking to people with the Pride Run here, because in Toronto, the big Pride Run comes up, and it's July 2nd, and they're going to be doing a big tribute to Orlando and the running community. You know, obviously, with that many people, you have a lot of runners in the community, and so. It's good to see people rallying around and trying to get into what they can, how they can help, and a lot of support coming around. I mean, Pride Week is coming up, and you know what always happens, and what happened after Boston, and about our community, how tight knit everybody is, that the people really come together and show their support.
Yeah, and you know, and runners are like that, right? I know. I'd say about 2 days into the Fort McMurray fire. My phone was ringing off the hook with people saying, hey, I want to put together, you know, like a run. I want to put together a really big, large-scale run, and I want to do it, like, now. You know, yeah. And I'm like, well, with all due respect, like, we're just about to announce one of our largest runs ever, and we're right in the start of our really busy season of executing
right.
races. There is no room for us to put another run into the schedule or be able to do something like this. But... having said that, you know, there's still a couple waking hours left in my day. If you need advice and you're looking for help, you know, just call me and you know, and I'll kind of guide you through some of the areas that you have to do. But it's a tremendous amount of work, and you know, and in the end, it may just be more worth it to kind of have everyone over for a barbecue and tell them to hand over $100. If you want to raise money that way.
The impact of running, though, what running has done, you know, you can't do it, obviously, especially in the scale that you do it, to do such a thing on the fly ain't going to happen. But when you look at, I mean, remember when we were in L.A. at that Running USA thing? I mean,
yeah.
I think with the races, if you take the combined races, how much they've put to charity. I mean, you're in the billions, and I think this Scotiabank alone, just from the seven races that they do across Canada, is topping $50 million by Ottawa. They top $50 million. So, like, you know, $50 million from runners or people who support runners, and over a billion when you include what's happening in the States. So, I mean, that's significant dollars. So when the, you know, when our community bands together, as we're so apt to do, because it's one thing to run and go for a PB or run and lose 5 pounds or any of that is all good, but it's another thing when, you know, you're running to save, you know, you're running to put money to a blood bank in Orlando.
Yeah, and one of the things that people also need to understand is that there's a lot of corporate sponsors behind all of this as well.
Right.
Where banks are matching funds of people donating.
Right.
And they're using different foundations and funds to kind of bolster that. And, you know, it's brilliant the way it's done. And it's always maximizing those donations back to those community efforts.
Yeah, and what a good corporate sponsor. I mean, you see something like Scotiabank do a thing like that in the community. And then, you know, you just say, like, maybe I will do my mortgage through those guys. They seem like decent people. You know, the stench of running. You know, I don't know. A runner's not going to cheat their taxes, you know. They mind their P's and Q's, right? Get out there. They're loyal. Stick with it.
Of course. Of course.
They don't cheat.
No one's going to cut a course.
Can't cut a course? A Nozinski course? No. No, sir.
But I got to tell you, it was so hot this weekend. We were at a 5-10K. Ourselves helping timing an event, and I couldn't believe how hot it was down here. We were hitting, I think, 94 degrees. It was the actual record for the day. I don't know what it was like in Toronto, but I can tell you right now, I heard Toronto was windy and stormy, but it was very, very hot. And, you know, which kind of brings me to hydration. I know we talk about it all the time. We talk about it,
right.
You know, at the beginning of the season. We also talk about in the middle of the season. And we have always, you know, drink.
Yeah.
To stop and drink.
Yeah.
Before you're lightheaded, before there's nothing left in the can, you got to stop, you got to drink, and you got to keep yourself cool. So.
Yeah, I remember I did Boston Marathon the year before the bombings, and it was the hot race.
Yes. Yep.
And they had made an announcement before the thing that if it was too hot for you, you could defer and run again next year. And but, you know, I didn't want to do that. I just let my whole family down there, got the plane, the whole thing. Anyway, the point is I was running on the course, and I had never seen anything like it because there was just people all around me down, you know. And that's not what it's about. I mean, it looked like, you know, it just looked awful. There's people falling all over the place. I mean, that's not the point of this. You're not in the Olympics, man. You know, you don't run yourself to the point of passing out on the street and making, you know, a fireman come rescue you. Like, that's not, stop, take a drink, slow down, adjust your pace, you know.
Yeah, run early.
Run
as early as you can in the morning.
Yeah.
Always carry a water bottle. I always carry money too, in case you stop by and you gotta get something, you know, at the local convenience store, like a cold, I won't call it an energy drink, you know, one of those other sports drinks. You know, we're not gonna name names on the show right now, but anyway, those are things that you gotta do, and you have to do it. Just pack it in, and if you have to wear a fuel belt, wear a fuel belt. It's just what it is. Like, when I go for 5Ks now, I'm carrying a bottle now because it's just too hot.
Yeah, I mean, runners are strange beasts. You can't tell a runner anything. I'll go on the coldest day of the year, and I'll go on the hottest day of the year. But that's not to say, you know, you probably shouldn't. You know, if there's a heat advisory, you know, maybe don't do 30K.
Yeah, I got to tell you, maybe this is just age. Or a medical condition, but because I have asthma, when I hear the ozone action days, I actually do feel it.
Yeah.
I actually do feel, and I should heed the warnings of not going out, because I do feel it for the rest of the day with the difficulty in breathing. So,
unfortunately, it's with a runner personality, a certain thing. It's like, you know, when you want to get that run in, you're getting that run in, even if the aliens are invading and you're dodging laser ships coming from green little Martian eyes. I'm getting my run in, you know.
And on that note, Ben, we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
See you, brother.
Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine joins us every week here on Running Flat Radio. That's it for the show, guys. That is absolutely it. Special thanks to my guest, Jim Bewer from the Detroit Red Wings. What an amazing event the Hockeytown 5K is going to be. And thanks to Evelyn Thomas, who ran the Pelyanna Winery Half Marathon and shared some of her stories with us. And as well, my good friend Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine. For information about Canada Day, the Color Run Nights, Hockey Town 5K, the Craft Draft, the Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft, or any other races, please go to runningflat.com, as well as any of our race pages on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at runningflat. Thanks to all of you who are downloading the show in record numbers and allowing me to keep you company on your run, your walk, or your workout. We'll be back in 7 days. So until then, I'm Chris Uzinski. Keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.